Welcome inside the FIU Athletics Podcast, sponsored by Baptist Health. With so much going on campus at FIU, we were kind of bandying about ideas, talking about what should we do on this month's FIU Athletics Podcast. And then Sunday afternoon, history was made in Kennesaw, Georgia, and we very quickly had our answer.
2-2 pitch, and this could do it, and it will! The no-hitter from Kennedy Bird. As the celebrations ensue, the hugs from her teammates. The first career no-hitter for her.
Kennedy Bird, or as she's universally known in the program, Rue, threw a 7-inning shutout no-hitter for the FIU Panthers. The first one of those that has happened since 2001. The first overall no-hitter since 2009 to cap off what is FIU's best start since 2017. A long-winded way to say it was a tremendous day for Panther softball and for Rue Bird. And so we got the chance to do what you have to do after a no-hitter is thrown and what you get to do in this case. We caught up with Rue Bird right after that trip to Kennesaw, Georgia. A quick timeout, and then we will hear from the no-hitter and pitcher of the week herself, Rue Bird.
We often welcome people as a standard greeting. It's become as common as greeting another with a hello. At Baptist Health, being welcome has far deeper meaning. So welcome to the warmer side of care, where we advance innovation and treatments through research while educating the next generation of experts all close to home. Here, the sun shines through each one of us as we stand by each one of you. Welcome to the warmer side of care. Welcome to Baptist Health.
Hey, it's the Good Greek Spiro, and this is a special thank you message to all our loyal customers and fans for making Good Greek Florida's most referred mover. For decades, Good Greek has been the trusted brand for all your relocation needs. So whether it's across town or across the country, for the best move ever, go with Florida's most referred mover, Good Greek, and thank you.
Good Greek, moving and storage, your superhero movers.
Joined now by Kennedy Bird, and it's so funny, Kennedy, because when we do these interviews, sometimes I have to sit and think, oh, what's the first question going to be? You know, there's always so much to talk about. What's the lead off? Today, it's pretty easy. What's going through your mind in that final out as you throw a no-hitter in Georgia?
So I was thinking to myself, you know, all my stuff is working today. You know, my curveball was really, it's been working all weekend. So I was really just trying to stay ahead and get in the accounts. And, you know, I have a good defense behind my back, so I knew they had my back through the whole thing. So I was really trying not to think about the no-hitter, but I was like, we got to get these last outs and get through it.
As you make your second start of the weekend, was there any fatigue? I mean, obviously, about 14 innings, but where is the energy level at as you close in there in the seventh?
So it was a long night, obviously, as I said, but Bev, she helps me out a lot. She's my go-to. Every day I see her, so she really helped me throughout that whole weekend. But I think Friday night I threw like 124 some pitches or something like that, and then I think Sunday I was like 104. So really it's just going to treatment, staying healthy, trying to take care of my body.
That was something you expected to do, yeah. Even coming from the JUCO. You worked a ton there, so you came here knowing, all right, it's going to be a lot of pitches.
Yeah. At JUCO, I usually pitched the first game and then played the field the second game. So it's just like, and then we played 60-something games. So coming off of that, I don't expect anything less.
It's funny, too, because obviously you have Coach C at the junior college right now. You've got her here. How helpful has that been?
Oh, absolutely. She called a great game the other day. And every other game, she calls a great game. So I really appreciate her. She's been really helpful here. I did only get to experience her for a couple months at JUCO, but here she's been amazing and a great part of our coaching staff.
Has it been any different working with her here as opposed to at JUCO?
I would say probably, yeah, because she's more involved now. Because at JUCO, she wasn't as involved because she was just coming in. But now she's very involved in pitch calling and practice and everything. So she's been really helpful here.
And going back to that no-hitter, I have to ask the most cliche question. You've already said you've got it 100 times, but did you know, I think you did, but did you know coming into that seventh where you were at?
Yeah, so I'd look at the scoreboard and I was like, no hits, like I have to get through this last inning, like I can do this, like I know I can. And knowing that it's my first one ever, I was just trying to keep my heart rate down, just trying to stay calm throughout the whole thing. So I was just really trusting in my defense to do the work for me because I'm not much of a strikeout pitcher, and I think everybody knows that, but I have a great defense behind my back, so that really helped out.
What was the mood in the dugout?
I can see like Megan that's sitting at the end of the dugout and Paige in her leprechaun like beard and hat, and I just see everybody down there. And then as soon as I threw that last pitch, everybody came out and screaming and everything. It was so amazing. I have a great team behind my back.
Before that, were they hitting you with the "we can't talk to her, she's
nobody
in the group"?
Nobody said anything to me, so I really don't know if they knew. They were kind of like, oh, she's got a no-hitter right now, but nobody really came up to me and said anything, so because I don't think they wanted to jinx it.
How much fun was it? Because Megan Krueger's your roommate. Mm-hmm. And so now, obviously, she fully understands what that entails. How much fun was that for you two to kind of bond over a huge moment?
She's absolutely my best supporter every single day. You know, I never in a million years thought I would have a best friend like she does that supports me just as much as she does. And we're both in the same position pitching. So, you know, we both understand each other and what the struggles are in pitching. And so I think that she's really been a big help for me in this whole pitching staff.
Did she kind of show you around Miami? Hey, here's the cool places to go.
Sort of. For the first couple weeks, we weren't really that close. But then as we just grew closer and closer and closer together. And now I can't even imagine what life would be like without her. She's truly one of my best friends.
Overall, obviously, there's a lot to celebrate this year. How much fun has it been, not only just in Kennesaw, but all year long with the success that you guys have had?
It's honestly been so fun. Like, I enjoy coming to practice with these girls every single day. You know, I look forward to the weekends with spending time with all these girls. I can't imagine, like, not playing with these girls right now. They are the best support team ever. I cannot tell you how many times I go out there knowing that I'm going to win a game because how confident they are in me.
Does it help that you've got, you know, people like Cal or Lindsay and Lindsay, Paige, like you mentioned? It's off the charts in a lot of
everybody.
Ways.
Everybody. It's just like every time I come to the dugout, it's like, hey, you're doing great. You're doing great. They just truly show the best support all the time.
Lindsay wants to be on one of these. We'll get her at one point. Where
please do. Please do. Oh, my God.
That's the 50-minute long podcast.
Yes, please.
Dives into everything softball.
She's truly like one of the best people I've ever met in my life. She's, you know, always has a positive attitude no matter what's going on. In the locker room, I wish y'all could come in here pregame and see what actually happens because it's always a dance party or something going on. So she's truly a great person.
That's one, too, where when Lindsay Burrows graduates, I expect she'll be doing some games on ESPN Plus shortly afterwards. So it'll be fun.
Yeah.
It's funny, and going back to the start of this year in the preseason, we asked Coach Myers, you know, hey, there's this pitcher coming in, Kennedy Bird, and she has this offensive success at JUCO. Do you think she'll go two-way here? And Coach Myers just kind of smiles. He goes, yeah, she's going to hit. That was an expectation for you to come in and continue to hit as you did here.
When I was going through the recruiting process out of JUCO, I was set on I had to hit to be able to go somewhere. Like, I'm not going somewhere just to be a PO. And I enjoy hitting more than just about anything. And so I told Myers, I was like, hey, like, I'm not coming here unless I can pitch and hit. And they both, Larrabee and Coach Myers, both agreed. They were like, yeah, of course you're going to hit. Like, your stats are amazing. So,
which we kind of figured, too. Yeah. Power's power, right? The pitching is different.
Yeah.
But power's power.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm curious. What has been the biggest difference, D1 pitching as opposed to JUCO?
Definitely speed. Speed would be different, obviously. It took me a little while. I was in a little hitting slump not too long ago, and I finally got out of it. But I think that just comes with adjusting to new pitching. I feel like JUCO is more of a slower, not much movement. And then coming here, you got faster speeds and more movement. So, and you have a lot more pitchers to see. Like JUCO, you have a minimum of maybe 5 pitchers. And, you know, you get Division I and it's multiple pitchers in a game. Like, so just being able to adjust to that, that's what I've been trying to do the most. And just reacting to what I see.
On the other end of it, how different is the mindset for you on a day where you're pitching as opposed to in the lineup at DH or in the field or whatever, where you have to do both first one?
Yeah, so for pitching, I can stay locked in easily because I'm in the game, so that's pretty simple. But hitting, I try and stay by Coach C. Sometimes I help her, like, call in pitches. Like, I sit there and talk to her the whole time. And then, you know, I have good teammates, so we're always engaged in the game, so, and having fun in the dugout no matter what. I say that's probably the hardest thing of just being a DH is trying to lock in and stay in the game when you're not in the field. But I tried to either do a chart or something to keep myself, like, loaded in the game.
Have you called a few Brooke McNichols pitches, dropped a couple off speeds in there?
For sure.
That's got to be fun for you, especially when she's going as good as she is right now.
She's doing great. I'm really proud of her. Now, I didn't know her last year, but from what I've heard, you know, she's had a great improvement from last year.
It's been fun to watch. Megan's obviously so capable, working her way back. Julie's working her way back. It's a lot of excitement, I imagine. When this pitching staff is fully healthy and locked in, it's going to be something special.
I think Julie's supposed to come back either this week or next week. She practiced today. And so I think when everybody's back and healthy, we're going to have a full pitching staff. I mean, we're already doing great as it is with the pitching staff we do have. So when we do have Julie back and then we have Megan fully at her potential, then I think we'll be good to go.
What have you made of Conference USA so far through these first few weekends?
Competitiveness has been really great. I think we're going in a lot more confident this year because, you know, we've beat some big teams in the preseason. But I feel like we're very confident as a team right now. I know we're struggling sometimes hitting in the games, and we like to wait to the last minute to start hitting, but I really think that we're starting to get more of our groove on, and I don't even think we've reached half of our potential yet. Like, we have a great, great team right now with a lot of talent, so I really think that when we've reached our full potential, we're going to be unstoppable.
You have always those ups and downs in hitting, right?
Yeah.
But we have to talk about Janelle because what she
gosh.
Was able to do in Kennesaw. That's got to be the best friend for a pitcher. You sit back and go, oh, that ball's gone.
I think I've been on second both times she's hit her home run. So I think the first one, I was like, oh my God, it's a no doubter. Like, it was long deep. And I was like, and then the walk-off home run, I'm on deck. And I watched that and I said, we talked when the inning was about to start. And I looked at her and she was like, I feel like I'm about to hit a home run. And I was like, all right, let's go for it. And I was like, come on, Janelle, no outs. And then I was just like, she's about to hit one. And it was like a 2 or 3-1 count. And I was like, she's about to crush one. I don't know if it's going to go out or it's going to be a hit. And that ball went out. And I was like, oh my God, there's no freaking way. I grabbed her helmet and I was like, let's freaking go. And she was like, I know. And then this past weekend, she was on freaking fire, man. Mm-hmm. Like 2 home runs, a grand slam. Like, I'm glad she's finally got her groove and she's going because she's one of the best hitters, I think.
I love that she called her shot.
Yeah, she did. We both did. I was like, you're about to hit the ball. I know you are. And she's like, I know. I feel like I'm about to hit home run. Or she's like, what if I hit a home run? I'm like, oh my God, let's go.
It's got to be frustrating for opposing pitchers to play this offense.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like, for example, you get a ground ball.
Yeah.
That's ordinarily a good thing.
Yeah.
But if it's Callie Meredith, it's a bad thing.
Yeah.
It's not what you want.
Yeah, so that's why I'm like, when we get our full potential, like, everybody's on in one game, like, it's going to be unstoppable. You got Callie, and then you got Paige, and then you got Kayray, and then you got Janelle, Bailey, me, mm-hmm. Brooke. Like, we got, that's a tough lineup to face. If I was a pitcher for the opposing team, I would, like, actually not want to pitch. It's like, it sucks knowing that you have such a powerful lineup coming up to you.
At what point in the process did you realize, okay, hey, this team is going to be capable of really getting to that next level?
I really feel like the first game, the opening day, like beating Indiana on your first day, like, you know, I'm going in that game, I'm so nervous. Like, I've never been really that nervous since, like, probably my first college game ever. And then I go in that game and, you know, I don't even remember because it feels like a fever dream. Like, it literally feels like a dream. But just knowing that we beat them, a big school like that, like, I feel like that really helped us boost the confidence a little bit, knowing that we are good enough to beat big teams and that we can make it far.
If you guys leaned on that game and kind of the experiences when you have been down, saying, hey, we can score anytime and anywhere.
It was one of the games where we were down by a good amount, 6th or 7th inning, and we scored like 5 runs in like 1 inning. It's just like we have the potential to do anything. We have a great support. After we get 1 run, it's just like the whole team turns on, and then we all go in one direction with each other.
It kind of felt that all throughout the preseason. And one of the really interesting tournaments was that one in Mexico. What was that experience like for you? Because obviously that's kind of very different than everything else.
It was very fun and, you know, new experience. Playing on a kind of field like that, you know, you don't see that many places. Like, we're very blessed to have what we have here. You know, that field is not obviously as nice as what we have. But it was a very fun experience. I think we learned a lot of lessons about that entire tournament. I mean, we should fight. That's what I think. And I think we had good confidence. It was just, you know, some unfortunate things happened, and that's just how the game goes. It's always up and down.
You talk about the facilities here. Mm-hmm. How nice has it been at a D1 program as opposed to JUCO, where you just have a lot more of the D1 program? That's the nature of it.
It's been very nice. The other day we were talking, me and Lindsay, and we had smoothies before the game, and I was like, Lindsay, this is a blessing. And she was like, what? And I was like, getting a smoothie before a game. I was like, at JUCO, like, you have no idea. Like, nobody has no idea unless you met a JUCO bandit for sure, but it's been very nice. You know, the dugouts have been a great thing. Like, we truly enjoy those, and I'm very thankful that we have those. And, you know, the batting cages are covered, so rainy day, just hitting practice in the cages. Not only has it been a great year already, but I feel like the field has definitely helped us out some, give us some more confidence, and a lot of more media is coming on us now, knowing that we have what we've done already.
Even travel-wise, travel at junior college is tough.
Yeah.
And that's not to say there aren't tough travel days in Conference USA, but even that's got to be night and day for you.
At JUCO, we never flew anywhere. We always rode a bus everywhere. So going here, going in the airport, flying is just so much simpler and so much easier. Oh my God, you have no idea.
And then when you do drive, you know, those van trips, that's got to be fun, just a few
so
in the van.
And Kevin, Coach Kev and Coach C are both in our vans. So it's just always a funny moment with them, for sure. That's probably one of the top 5 best things about this, like, when we go in the vans.
Speaking of Coach C and stuff that just makes you laugh, when you saw her in the full Captain America getup the other week, and she goes and does a visit to the circle with the cap mask on.
Like, I just,
what's the reaction there?
I honestly can't even be surprised, because that's just how she is. Like, she is genuinely like the funniest person ever. Like, she all the time making some kind of jokes about something, and then she comes in here with that on. Like, we have our team meetings before like the games and stuff, and she'll come in here and she'll sit right here in this chair and she'll look at us, and she had that mask on, the shield and the costume, and was just sitting here talking, like, being serious. And it's just like, how can you be serious with her like that? But I don't even know what to think, because I can't expect anything less from her.
I believe the game she went out there with the mask on, yeah, in the circle was an FIU win, though. So there might have to be some connection there.
Probably. Who knows? She's, oh my gosh, I can't even imagine what people are thinking on TV.
They're now, like, the question has to be, what's the next costume, right?
Who knows? Who truly knows at this point? I can't remember what she did the other day. I don't remember what it was. God, that was another one too that she did something.
I have no doubt. And as the success goes, yeah, I'm sure it's only, yeah, going to continue to match
for
that.
For sure.
The energy is off, yeah, the charts. Last one for you. And speaking of energy, how much have you guys kind of felt the presence of where before the year you understand something bigger than softball's happening, yeah, with Coach B, yeah, right? That's where, okay, sports is unbelievably important, but perspective comes up and meets you. Mm-hmm. How much have you guys felt that part of this success now?
I definitely think now that we have more of a reason to play harder and to be better. And that's for Coach B. You know, he's obviously going through a hard time in his life. And I think that we all have the faith that he will make it through and that he will be okay and he'll be back in the fall. And I feel like this team has really seen that, and really, you know, seeing him in the stands, it's just not the same, you know, seeing him on the field. But he is just as excited as anybody else is to be here. He texted me, I think, last night, and he said, I can't wait to see you all this Friday. I think he's just as excited to be here as we are, and I think that's a better reason to play even harder for him. And I even told him the other night, I was like, this is all for you. Like, I have faith in you, and I trust that the Lord will give you what you need.
Are you guys chatting with him when he's, because he's like right behind,
oh, yeah,
home plate for,
oh,
all,
yeah,
home
every,
games. You guys
that,
talk to
every
him?
Time I'm in the circle or on deck, he's like looking at me. He's like, you can do this, you can do this. And he was, and every time either like Brooke is in front of me, he's like, come on, get Rue up. And I'm just like, Coach V, you have no idea.
It's exactly like he'd be in the third base coach's, yeah, box just behind,
yep,
the plate now.
Yep.
Kennedy, congratulations.
Thank you.
And actually, before we do that, because I called you Kennedy, and, mm-hmm, I don't actually do that all that often. I usually just call you Rue.
Yeah.
And so, for the audience, where did Rue come from?
So my uncle, probably when I was like maybe 4 or 5, he just started calling me Kenny Rue. It's hard to think about now. Like, I actually have a nickname that everybody calls me, and then when somebody calls me by my real name, I'm just like, why are you saying my real name? Like, it's not like, when they'll joke around in here and be like Kennedy, and I'm like, why are you saying my name like that? Don't say that. But it started my uncle, Anthony Bird. He watches all the games. And he said, he just started calling me Kenny Rue, and that's just how it stuck, and then it just turned into Rue after that, so.
So I was going to say, probably 95%, yeah, of your highlights that we've done, yep, I'll be saying Rue Bird every, yep, time. So congratulations. Amazing. The first 7-inning no-hitter in over 10 years here at FIU. It's an unbelievable piece of history. Now your name's in the record book forever.
Thank you.
Amazing to catch up with Rue right there. You could hear it in that interview, I think, but the confidence and the joy that's in that clubhouse right now is absolutely off the charts. And why not? They've put together a phenomenal season, and it only continues to look up from here. Like we said off the top, there is still so much happening on campus here at FIU. So be sure to keep it locked. FIUsports.com, spring football, baseball, softball, tennis, and so much more you can find at FIUsports.com as the spring season rolls on and championship time for so many of those sports gets closer and closer. That's going to do it for us on this edition of the FIU Athletics Podcast, brought to us by Baptist Health. With all that stuff going on, who knows where history will be made next and where the following adventure on this FIU Athletics Podcast will take us. We'll find out together, but for now, and as always, pause up.
At Baptist Health Orthopedic Care, you don't have to be a pro athlete to be treated like one. We use the latest techniques to give you an accurate diagnosis, along with surgical and non-surgical solutions, no matter who you are. Our team of specialists will do everything to help you perform at your best again. And with personalized recovery and rehabilitation plans, you'll be back to living your life to the fullest in no time. Welcome to Pro Level Orthopedic Care.